lesson, a reading from Isaiah chapter 9. But there will be no gloom for her who was in anguish. In the former time, he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time, he has made glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in the land of deep darkness, on them a light has shone. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the tramping warrior in battle tumult, every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The increase of his government and of peace there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness. From this time forth and even forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The second lesson from Luke chapter 1. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leapt in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And she exclaimed with a loud voice, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, the sound of your greeting came to my ears. The baby in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that which is a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on, all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him, from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones, and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his offspring forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her home. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Habit Responsory, page 230.
Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch.
This is the day by which he will be called. The Lord is our righteousness.
In his days Judah will be saved, in Israel will dwell securely. To the Holy Spirit.
This is the name by which he will be called. The Lord is our righteousness.
the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. This evening, we continue to meditate on God's Word using the theme, O Lord, how shall we meet Thee? From hymn 334. The third stanza of the hymn begins this way. I lay in fetters groaning, you came to set me free. I lay in fetters groaning. It's as though the human condition is one of bondage, slavery to sin. It's as though the entire human race lay consigned to death in the dank, filthy bowels of a prison, pinned to a craggy stone floor, in a pit of despair so dark it would take the light of eternity to reach it. The cold steel of chains grip tighter and tighter, squeezing out any gasping breath, any vestige of hope, until the carcass lay with mouth agape, the silent groans of the terrors of conscience all but lost to the depths. Remember your mercy, O Lord, and your steadfast love, for they have been from of old. The mercy of the Lord is from of old. His love is steadfast. Into the dark pit of despair shines a ray of hope. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. A great light, 10,000 times brighter than the sun, chases darkness into Sheol itself. The light is a cleansing bath, purifying from the filth of sin with the Holy Spirit. The light of men brings life. The clammy body of humanity is warmed as the cold fetters are snapped off. The yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, broken. Broken as on the day of Midian. The shackles of sin are broken. There is perfect freedom in the light. Freedom. Freedom of body. Freedom of conscience. Freedom of soul. Freedom in Christ our Lord. Lifted from the filthiest prison to the palace of glorious crown and treasure, the mouth of the freed one sings praise to the Lord. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you. The light shines on each prisoner of sin, bringing freedom, joy, everlasting rejoicing. The hymn sounds forth. O love beyond all telling that led you to embrace in love, all love excelling, our lost and fallen race. Love brought our Lord down to us. Love caused his incarnation, the blessed fruit of Mary's womb. Love recognized the voice of the most blessed among women and made baby John leap for joy. In love, our incarnate God died on the cross for you. He doesn't remember the sins of your youth or your transgressions, but he remembers you according to his steadfast love. Your sins are forgiven by the blood of his cross. In love, he broke the bands of death and emerged from the tomb alive on Easter morning. God is love, and his love is manifested in his Son. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. In love, the incarnate Lord sits on the throne of David in an everlasting kingdom. the light of his love, streaked through eternity to reach a humanity starved of light and life. He has shown strength with his arm. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his offspring forever. It's no wonder the hymn writer wrote, "You came to set us free. You came to set me free." God in his love procured the liberty of Israel. His thirst for your salvation filled the cup you drink in his communion. You are the free offspring of Abraham by faith in the incarnate Son. He gives you a glorious crown, a treasure safe on high that will not fail or leave you, even as earthly riches fly. The love of God for you is everlasting, steadfast. His love for you in the incarnate Son will never fail. He came to set you free. You are free from the fetters of sin because Jesus loves you to death, through death, to resurrected life. And one day, you will freely rise to meet him in the sky to reign with him in his kingdom forevermore. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Let us now sing the song of Mary, the Magnificat, which begins on page 231. Please stand to sing.
Let my prayer rise before you as incense,
and the lifting of my hands as evening sacrifice. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has reordered all.
as we gather the offerings inside the ritual friendship pad, and pass to the folks sitting next to you and tear the sheet off and put it in the basket in the narthex as you leave. You gather the offerings, you may be seated. Kyrie, page 233. Stand to sing.
Holy Spirit, be with you all.